Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hail to the Redskins.
Oh boy.
Hail victory.
You know, the Redskins led 31-16 with less than 3 minutes left in the game yesterday at the Saints, but didn't win it. Finished 34-31 in overtime. What happened? Trevor Maddich joining us now this morning to break it all down. Trevor, good morning.
Oh,
can
boy,
you explain
good morning.
It to me? Go ahead, sir. What do you think?
Oh, I'll tell you what. The Redskins, over the years, have invented new ways to lose football games in ways that make their fans lose their hair and their sanity. And I thought they were all done. I didn't think there was any new invention to be had, and the patent office for Redskins losing games has been closed. Turns out I was wrong. They found a new way.
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange to me. I don't know if anyone's checked the stat. You may know, but in the final, like, 2 minutes of any given half this season, it seems like that's where all of the damage happens for the Redskins. Like, they're closing out these halves and losing a lot of ground.
Yeah, they are. And it's this one, it was because of miscommunication. I mean, they had a chance to win that game with the score tied at 31 and 31 seconds to go in the game. Cousins had driven the team down into field goal range. Long field goal, but they've got a field goal kicker. They can kick 50, 55-yard field goals without too much problem. He already did that in recent weeks. I mean, he's got a strong leg and he's accurate. So I'm thinking, okay, it's tied. The worst that will happen is the Redskins will go into overtime. But they have a chance right now, if they don't blow it, to attempt a field goal at the end of this game to win it and get out of there.
Right.
So what happens? 31 seconds to go. Cousins looks over at the sideline. There's a signal into him that confuses him. So he gets the snap, throws the ball to the right sideline out of bounds. He thought that's what the coach wanted him to do. The problem is that the receivers on that side didn't get the same signal, and nobody ran a pass route to the right sideline.
Well, let me break this down with you for a second. So
yeah.
You're saying in the middle of the play, Kirk is looking at the sideline and he's getting a signal from the coaches?
It was before the play.
Okay.
Before the play. And I'm still a little fuzzy about it because Kirk talked about it after the game. And what he said was that he looked at the sideline before the play and he thought that the coach wanted him to throw the ball to the sideline. And he was confused by that because they had a running play call, according to Kirk.
Right.
And he thought, well, maybe the coach wants me to throw it past the receiver so that we just stop the clock and we can regroup or something. So he did. But the problem is, since there was no receiver at the sideline, it turned out to be intentional grounding. That's a penalty where the officials say that the quarterback threw the ball away to avoid a sack.
Right.
And if there's no receiver in the vicinity of the ball and the quarterback's still in the pocket, that's a penalty, a 10-yard penalty and a 10-second runoff from the clock.
Okay, so look, the Redskins made a lot of mistakes yesterday, but relitigating this play is important, especially because Kirk Cousins, as far as anyone could tell, did not have the pressure to justify an intentional grounding call. There was no imminent sack, and he threw the ball away, and the refs gave him an intentional grounding call. And meanwhile, we're seeing this report from USA Today this morning, Mike Jones reporting last night. The league reached out to Bruce Allen yesterday to inform him the intentional grounding should not have been called. That's a huge and dramatic change to that game's landscape.
That is absolutely huge and dramatic because Cousins caught that snap. He was in shotgun formation and threw it immediately to the sideline, out of bounds. No receiver in the vicinity. And a defender then, a couple of steps later, got to him. But at the time he threw it, you're right, he was not in imminent danger to have a problem with that. And the thing is, because he was catch throw, and then a few steps later a free runner came over there, I don't think he was in imminent danger of being sacked. I think the officials erred on the wrong side here. If they're going to err, that call was so critical that if they were going to make a mistake in that call, the mistake should have been, okay, no harm, no foul. It's not like he was in the grasp and trying to avoid a sack. It was catch, throw, catch, throw. But what happened was, instead of being in long field goal range, they then were pushed back 10 yards out of field goal range. 10 seconds were run off the clock as part of the penalty.
It's huge.
And then they only had time for one play, one offensive play before they had to punt it, and they were sacked. So they were pushed back even farther. And so that penalty was a massive call. And the reason it happened was miscommunication between the quarterback and the coach.
All right, so where do we go from here? Chris Thompson broke his leg, another injury. Where does Washington go from here?
Well, Mary, this is a tough one because you talk about the injury to Chris Thompson. He might be their most effective offensive player other than Kirk Cousins right now in terms of a ball carrier or a pass catcher. Very important player for them. And he broke his leg, or at least it appeared he broke his leg. He's out for the rest of the season. That leaves them with just one running back on the roster that was on the team in the summer learning the offense, and that's rookie Samaje Perine. They signed the guy off the street, off another team's practice squad, Byron Marshall, for this game,
right.
But he doesn't know the offense. So right now, running back, they're beyond thin. They've got one guy that knows what the quarterback's talking about in the huddle, one guy, and he's a rookie. That's a problem. Now, the Redskins are still alive in the wild card race. They're not out of this thing. But without Thompson, it makes it look pretty hard that they'll be able
and
to
they've
catch
got it. They've got to start winning a bunch of games, including this Thursday against the Giants at home here on Thanksgiving night. Trevor Mattis, thanks so much for giving us the update.
Oh, boy, yep. We'll see you guys.
Talk to you soon. 744 now, WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.